USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The first contingent of Marines have arrived in Kabul, Afghanistan, to get non-essential American embassy workers and allies out of the country as the Taliban continues to gain ground. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says around 3,000 troops are being sent there on a very specific mission. He said Afghan forces should have been able to take over their own security.
This is a moment for the Afghans to unite, the leadership and in the military. No outcome has to be inevitable here.
Another roughly 4,000 troops are headed to Kuwait to be on reserve in case they're needed. Troops from Canada and the United Kingdom are also being used to get their citizens out of the country, too. The UN says it wants to continue delivering help to the Afghan people, but they say they're still evaluating the security situation that could change at any time. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of LibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of LibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of LibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
The governor of Oregon, Kate Brown, is calling up the National Guard to assist with putting up temporary hospitals due to the rapid spike of COVID-19.
To support our hospitals overstretched by patients during the Delta surge.
While the governor of Mississippi, Tate Reeves, says he won't impose a mask mandate and won't push people to get vaccinated.
There are risks associated with taking the vaccine. There are risks associated with not taking the vaccine.
Multiple people were injured in North Carolina after a lightning bolt struck a popular mountain. At least 7 people were injured by the lightning strike, which happened at McRae Peak at Grandfather Mountain. It's located near the town of Boone. One of the individuals fell and hit their head and went to the hospital. Another person was burned from the lightning strike, while 5 others sustained minor injuries. According to the National Weather Service, there have been at least 6 lightning-related fatalities in the U.S. this year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The situation at the U.S.-Mexico border is getting worse. USA Radio's Lance Pry has the story.
The crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border has reached unprecedented numbers of people trying to illegally get into our country. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas from the border Thursday.
The rise in encounters of migrants at the southern border began in April of 2020, last year, but the increase is most certainly sharper over the past several months and greater than in June.
No policy changes were announced at Thursday's press conference. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Tropical Depression Fred, which is expected to strengthen back into a tropical storm over the weekend, is no longer likely to make direct landfall on the Florida Peninsula. The National Hurricane Center said the system had maximum sustained winds of 35 miles per hour and was located near the Florida Keys. The weather pattern brought tropical storm conditions to the Dominican Republic and Haiti on Wednesday, but weakened to a tropical depression after passing over the island of Hispaniola. Authorities say people need to remain vigilant because the storm is likely to make a comeback. Fred follows 5 other named storms in the Atlantic this year: Anna, Bill, Claudette, Danny, and Elsa. So far, Elsa was the only one to gain hurricane strength. A new weather pattern, which is called Grace, is now forming. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.